And moving along on our agenda, the next item on our agenda is the presentation by the Board of Community Assistance. And I believe I see the chairperson from the board. Whomever would like to speak on behalf of BCA, please come to the podium, introduce yourself, and it's all yours.
You know, that was a very tough act to follow. I'm sorry, so. Good evening. My name is Lydia Dan Sardinas. I am with the Board of Community Assistance, and I'm thanking you for allowing me to make this presentation on the BCA 2025 Program Overview.
I got this right? Okay.
The BCA, the Board of Community Assistance, was established as a partnership between the Valley Forge Casino Resort and the Upper Marion Township. The BCA reviews and recommends grants to organizations serving the Upper Marion residents, as well as scholarships to seniors and juniors who plan on continuing their education after high school graduation. To date, we have awarded $1,700,000 in grant money. The BCA is a committee formed with five members, three of them which are appointed by the BOS, and two of them by the Valley Forge Casino Resort. I don't need to mention names unless you want me to, but you guys can read, right? Okay.
Sorry, Brett.
Okay, in 2024, the number of applications was 62 received, and 61 was awarded. Total funds for last year was on the amount of $207,116.79. The BCA was established in 2013, and since that time, the number of applicants have varied year by year. The average total is 79 applicants per year and with 26 scholarships. You can see that when we first started out, there was only 8 scholarship applications, and we have grown. Total BCA recipients per year has also changed. The average number is 54 total each year and 20 in scholarships. The funding for the awards have risen for each year since conception. To date, the funding is total funding awarded to this year is $1,857,591. I'm going to review the application process. There are three parts to it: the early review, then I'll talk about organization and sports application, and then the scholarship application, sorry. The early review period helps to increase application quality. The first one I'm going to talk about a little bit is the scholarship application early review. It's already started. It started on November 25th when we first opened up, and it continues to March 17th. Here, students, juniors and seniors, may request a review of their scholarship applications and receive feedback for improvement of their application from the BCA. This is generally done by email, and you get an email back. Many of the students request help on their community service project requirement, asking to see if their project meets our demands or is a feasible project, and what can they do to improve that project. For organization sports, They have a drop-in session on March 10th. This is their opportunity to have members of the BCA answer questions and concerns about their application. It is an in-person drop-in meeting, no appointments necessary. It will be at the Township Building Henderson Room between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. And again, March 10th. We're going to focus on the organization and sports application. This application should have include the project name, the project description, what is this project, how much will it cost, and it can be ballpark figures to a degree, but we don't want to say things such as, well, it's going to cost $1,000 when you don't even know how much it's going to cost. Please be a little more specific. Please do research on it to know that if you're buying a camera, how much is the camera going to cost you? Name the type of camera you're interested in, et cetera. So we have an idea that we can match to see if everything's correct on that. Organization, who are you? Describe it. And what is the purpose of your organization? Also, does your project benefit Upper Marion residents and the community at large? It is important to note that all proposed projects must be approved by the benefiting organization before an application can be accepted. There is a line somewhere on that application that says, do you have approval? Please make sure you have approval before you submit it. Who is eligible for the organization and sports application? Any nonprofit and or 501(c) organization that benefit Upper Marion. The awards range from $500 to $20,000, with anything over $10,000 requiring a 2% match per our policy. Awardees must submit a year-end project by December 1st, which should include copies of invoices received to show how the approved funds per stated project was used. This is included because it shows the project summary report. On the right-hand side, the left side shows the application, the beginning of the application. Please, you must submit the summary report. It should include the organization name, the project name, was the project completed, and please provide the BCA with all BCA-related expenditures. Sign it, comment on it if you wish, and we love pictures, so please submit pictures of our completed project, of your completed project. Scholarship applications, which is for any high school senior or junior residing in Upper Marion. So BCA scholarships range from $1,000 to $10,000, with most scholarship awards ranging from $1,000 and $4,000. The big award, one of the big awards is the Ronald G. Wagaman Scholarship, which is for $5,000. And you'll note that it says multiples may be awarded in a grant year. If you write and present a good community service project, we may consider it. And there are other things that we may consider with that also. The last one is the General von Steuben Scholarship, which is $10,000. And only one recipient will receive that one. Eligibility, high school juniors and seniors in good standing that live in Upper Marion and they do intend on going to a post-secondary education are eligible. You must be enrolled in any high school as long as you are as long as you live in Upper Marion Township. And It's for, if you don't want to go to a university, you can also apply to colleges, trade schools, a technical school, or a vocational school. The scholarship application must include many things. One, the important thing for me is a quality service project plan, which includes adult project sponsor, and it must be approved by the organization or individual. Please include your academic record, transcripts, and letters of recommendation. Any special circumstances which you may wish to mention would be considered. If you receive an acceptance letter, be it 1, 10, 15, please include it. And we need a financial aid cover letter also. Okay. Submit a project plan which includes a minimum of 15 community service hours. This project plan proposal should be presented as a comprehensive plan. It should include the name of the project as well as the name of the applicant. Plan proposal, should break it down to the steps of how it will be implemented. Tell us who will have a benefit from it. Provide the sponsor, and it should be written with subheadings in paragraph form. It should not be single words, a single sentence. We would like a more elaborate description. You could include photographs or diagrams. Basically, what I'm saying is don't give me a one paragraph proposal. If you're looking for grant money, we're looking for quality, not for something on a sticky note. And we have received those. Service projects for seniors must be performed between June 1st and December 1st, 2025, which gives you 6 months to complete it. And if you're a junior, you have longer, you have 9 months, because you can do it between June 1st, 2025 to March 31st, 2026 of their senior year. Oops, I missed that one. A singular payment of the total award will be given directly to the university or post-secondary school. It will be given only after the student has fulfilled all requirements in the allotted time. After project completion, the student needs to submit these three documents: a service project plan form, which shows the signed approval of the organization, a report. Basically, this is a narrative telling us, how did you do the project? How did you feel about the project? Was it successful? Please include photos, flyers, anything to show us that it was done and how you felt about it. And then a verification letter, which is the certification or the sign-off from the organization or the adult supervisor that validates the project. This project is due no later than December 1st, 2025, same year with it the award is granted for juniors. It should be done, completed no later than March 31st, 2026, which is their senior year. If you get it done sooner, that's fine too. We like that. I wanted to point this out because this is one of the forms that needs to be filled out. It is the approval form, which outlines the service project. It shows the name of the project and the elements of the project. What does it do? Please note that there is a space for approval of the organization or the adult sponsor. It's also very important to note that this can be used as, and I'm going to outline this as, underline it as an outline for your community project proposal. It is not, it should not be the end product. Okay, okay. The project hours, the project volunteer hours coincide with the award amount, meaning that if we award you, let's say the Von Steuben scholarship at $10,000, we are looking that you give us 50 volunteer hours for this community service project. Now, these 50 hours or any of these hours may include things such as prep work, setup, breakdown, et cetera. It's not just being in the public eye. It contains all the background work that has been done to make it happen. All applications are due March 31st, 2025 at 5 o'clock p.m. No ifs, ands, or buts. Please submit via email, U.S. mail, or hand deliver it to the cashier windows at the township building. Okay, how do you know that you've gotten an award or not? Well, you can find out on May 15th, Thursday at 7 o'clock, because recommendations will be made on the Board of Supervisor meeting. And at that time, it hopefully will be approved of whatever we recommend. Also, it will be televised on UMGA TV. And the recipients lists will be posted on the website, which is umtownship.org. Letters will be mailed to all applicants, whether you receive a grant or not, so you know that we've contacted you. And at the very end, there will be an awards reception at the Valley Forge Casino Resort on June 4th, 2025. Again, the application submittal location will be via to Jerry Fatimo. You can email it to her. You can send it by mail, but make sure you have attention, BCA staff liaison, Jerry Vitimo on it, or you can drop it off at that cashier's window at the township building, but make sure you label it's for the BCA because you don't want it to sit there in limbo, even though limbo no longer exists, forever. Thank you very much for letting me do this presentation. And I have just three more things to say after this. I forgot to say this at the beginning. Happy New Year. Happy Lunar New Year to everyone who's here. And yes, you can say Lunar New Year was February 3rd. But after the New Year, there's usually a Lantern Festival, which is 15 days. And so we're within the 15 days. So I can say Happy New Year to you. And I can also say thank you to Jerry Vitimo for all her hard work in making this presentation. And finally, to Don Herbert for all his editing and wit for getting this completed. Thank you.
Thank you for that presentation. I did have a couple comments, questions. The first one, I know you suggested that the students, the juniors and the seniors, have to be residents of Upper Marion. And I just wanted to clarify that this can be private school students as well.
Yes.
So not just our public school system, but also private school.
Yes.
They are eligible to apply.
As long as they reside in Upper Marion.
So yeah, I wanted to clarify that. And then I wanted to know if, since we added that component of having juniors being able to apply, are juniors that were given an award, are they eligible to reapply even if they've received an award?
Yes.
Okay. So they could do that.
They can do that.
Okay. And then the last one, I wanted to just maybe more do a reminder to the students who are applying with their community service projects to make sure that they vet their projects through whatever organization they're working with. For instance, the library is a popular one. The farmers market is a popular one. Parks and Rec Department is a popular one. Just for the students to make sure that they contact those organizations to let them know that the organization is included in their project, rather than the assumption of...
Yes, that should be in their project proposal. And I believe there is a...
line?
Somewhere that says, has this been approved? Who approved it, et cetera? So we have that included.
Will the students understand that it means the organization that they are having the project going through? So is that, I just want to make sure about that clarity, because I know we've had issues in the past with students. They have these exciting projects, but they didn't do the proper reach out to the organization. And then the organization was surprised at the end, like, oh, we didn't realize that we were part of your project.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that whatever that line is, that the students understand what that refers to. So it doesn't refer to their sponsor or to their adult supervisor, that it actually refers to the organization itself that they're combining their project with.
Yes.
Okay.
I will say there have been some projects that we have received, and there's a question as to who their sponsor is or the organization. And we do reach out and say, is this what you meant? And that's why it's important to look at the early review area to say that, hey, can I do this? And we will tell them no, yes, et cetera.
Okay, thank you. Those were the questions that I had. I didn't know if Supervisor Wax, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just one comment, and actually you sort of touched on it in regards to approval. I do want to mention that as somebody who's been liaison to the BCA since day one, I think that over the years, one way in which the BCA has dramatically improved has been checking to, A, make sure that projects are done, and it's not just students, it's sometimes organizations, make sure that the projects are done, but also making sure that it's not just students who receive approval, it's organizations as well. So if you're an organization out there and your project somehow involves whatever, Park and Rec, or the library, Public Works, or needs Board of Supervisors approval, you'd better have it, because the BCA is going to check. And not having approval, I don't want to say, because I do as little as I can to say as little as I can in the BCA meetings, so I don't want to say necessarily it's an automatic turn down, but I think it's much, much harder than it used to be to receive approval for a grant or a scholarship when you're relying on the township or the school district for something and you don't have approval from the township or the school district to do what your organization wants to do or what you want to do as your scholarship project as part of your scholarship application. That's all I've got. Thank you for your hard work. I know that this is coming up very shortly on the BCA's busy period, and I know you are all looking forward to reading the applications, as am I, and I will see you at the upcoming meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments or questions from any of the supervisors?
I would just like to thank all the members of the BCA for all the time that they put into this. I know you don't have to work all year long, but when you do get all the applications in, it's really intensive. So thank you for all your efforts and all your time.